Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Interesting piece in the paper today, and it has to do with 9/11 and the World Trade Center collapse and some of the pieces of the building that are around the region.
Yeah, we've noticed there over the years pieces have been brought up, stay, and people have built parks around them as memorials to, you know, what happened during the attacks on September 11th, 2001. But in Amsterdam, a pillar from the crumbled North Tower of the World Trade Center still sits in Riverlink Park. It's been about 4 years since the city received it from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. The city had planned to write 826 on the pillar. That's the time Flight 11 was above Amsterdam. 20 minutes later, the plane struck the North Tower in New York City. So discussion surrounding this 18-foot-long column was reinvigorated last week by a blog post by a resident who said letting the pillar sit there in this parking lot was a disgrace to those who had died and all those who had tried to, you know, rescue victims of the attack. City officials say their plans have been postponed because they just haven't had the money to do what they wanted to do. Says they haven't forgotten the pillar or their plans, but they just haven't been able to advance the project. However, they received about $100,000 in insurance money for a severe hailstorm that happened last summer, and they want to use a portion of that money to get this project going again. The Common Council out there approved the plans or the spending of this money last month, and they plan to move ahead and develop this plan this summer. City insists they never treated the pillar disrespectfully. It's just that they didn't have the money to go ahead, and now they do.
And being Earth Day, we bring up a story where you can now go deeper into the earth at House Cave after they've reopened a long-closed area, and apparently this is blowing up on social media.
This is at Howe Caverns in Schoharie County. This area of the caverns has been closed since 1900, and next month the doors open to the public. We got a little bit of a preview yesterday. It's called the Signature Rock Discovery Tour. There are traditional Howe Cavern tours has these broad walkways. There are no lights, no walkways on this part of the tour. You actually have to suit up in tall rubber boots and those white Tyvek coveralls, helmets, and headlamps. To go on this, you have to slosh through some water and rain, and it's something that people who are adventurous in spirit might want to try. Our reporter and photographer had a great time yesterday, so there's some great shots available on the web if you want to check this thing out. It's called the Signature Rock Discovery Tour at Howe Cavern.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks.
Thanks, David.